Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. Right here in our operations area is the 12 o'clock Eastern update on Hurricane Isaias. The latest information that we have from the latest advisory, still the winds at 80 miles an hour moving towards the northwest at 12 miles an hour. I wanted to start off with the satellite just to take a peek at this. Very large storm. I mean, the center made landfall over the Andros Island right here. So the center being here and eventually going to move off the coast of the island. So still some opportunity to maintain the strength, maybe even get a little stronger. But you can see just the spiral banding around this. You can see some of the rain bands that will start approaching Florida, start getting into the evening hours and overnight. So that's a look at the satellite of the system. Onshore, but it's going to make its way offshore here shortly. I wanted to go back to the forecast because we did update the forecast and it didn't change a whole lot. Still the same scenario as before. Still seeing the tropical storm force winds extend out about 120 miles from the center, and that's mainly in this north quadrant and this distance out into the Atlantic. But with time, you're going to start seeing this get closer and closer to the Florida coast. And let's start looking at some of that timing. Getting closer, you start getting into tomorrow morning. So overnight tonight, you're going to start seeing those rain bands, some of those tropical storm force wind gusts start impacting South Florida. And with time, getting very close to the coastline here, that's Sunday morning, that's Sunday evening, and that's 8 o'clock in the morning or so on Monday, getting pretty close. And that's where we have that hurricane warning. As you start to turn, these systems typically slow down, and you start getting those winds very close to the coast. A little bit of a wobble off to the left, and you start getting those hurricane force winds on land. However, you start looking at the stretch of the tropical storm force winds, you're still going to get some gusty winds. And then moving northward, Monday evening and into Tuesday, impacting the Carolinas. A couple other things we definitely need to look at are some of the impacts and also when to be ready. The arrival of tropical storm force winds is a typical indicator of when should we be wrapping up our preparedness efforts. And for South Florida, impacted the Bahamas as we speak, but then for South Florida, again, wrap things up today because you start seeing those rain bands and the winds start coming in tonight. Moving northward tomorrow into North Florida and even tomorrow evening, wrap things up in Georgia. On Monday, wrapping things up in the Carolinas and Virginia, Delaware, Connecticut, wrapping things up on Tuesday. Still going to have some gusty winds. Still going to have some rainfall. Really going to have to pay attention to some of those impacts. And let's look at some of those impacts. One of them, storm surge. I mean, we're looking at storm surge in some of these areas could see 2 to 4 feet. That's not every area. That's some of those low-lying areas that's right around the center where that onshore flow really starts pushing that water. And to really look at this a little closer, I do have a map that really helps out with that. You know, looking at the potential inundation, notice it's very limited to right there on your barrier islands. And sometimes on the other side of the barrier island where that wind shifts around and it pushes that water around, you can start seeing anywhere from Titusville to Port Orange, Daytona Beach, Palm Coast, any of those areas, those typical areas that flood. You got to watch out for those typical areas. And the last parameter that we always look at with the impacts is the rain. You can start seeing some of these areas get 2 to 4 inches of rainfall. Very close to these higher levels of 4 to 6 inches. A little change in this forecast or a little wobble could bring some of those higher amounts right on shore. So that's the latest updates on the hurricane. We'll have more updates as we get them from here at the National Hurricane Center.